Yes, I'm too old to die young now. Still the good Lord might lay me down. Lay me down. To die young
us to record? Do a song? Okay. This is called The Day I Was Born. Thank you.
like the day I was born. Just like the day I was born. Just like the day I was born.
RTS predstavlja novi CD.
Dopusti se dok ne svane.
Renato, beskonačna sreća.
Što sam dao i što sam trošio na nju. A što mlado da potrošim svoju na ženu na nivu.
U prodaji.
Big Band RTS-a. Trajectory for Trombone. Samuel Blazer, trombon. Specijalni gost, Lena Kovačević. Kolarčeva zadužbina, sreda, 30. novembar 2016. 20 časova. Karte u prodaji na blagajni Kolarčeve zadužbine.
Možda me ljubav promeni.
Možda nas ljubav promeni uz Megamix Band. Novi CD u izdanju PGP RTS-a.
Udaje se danas srećo za mene, udaje se danas srećo.
U prodaji.
Za mene.
U susret jubileju 70 godina Beogradskog dramskog pozorišta. Nova premijera Terorizam u režiji Snežane Trišić. Vidimo se na Crvenom krstu.
Eko. Slušate Radio Beograd 1. Pop karusel.
Hey, does this mess with the audio if I hit the table like that? Is that okay? Nah. Now he's like, nah, I don't like that. That's audio engineer. Okay, you ready? This is called Dead and Gone.
Why you
more. Guess I'm going to have to wait, yeah.
Pretty soon. you are actually from Louisiana, but you have band from Holland, I don't know, from Ireland,
yes.
From everywhere.
Yes.
When did you meet these guys?
Three from Louisiana, myself and Kent and Greg, and one guy from Ireland, which is sort of closest in Europe to Louisiana.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's not that close, but yeah.
But close.
We just met through this thing called the internet, and mutual friends introduced us. He's a really good player. He fits in with us, and he can tolerate my craziness. So most of the time, I think.
He will say.
Yeah,
he will say later.
Has a question mark over his forehead.
Yeah, but he's smiling.
Yeah, but so it's an international band in some ways.
Jako zanimljiv sastav kada je Brotherhood u pitanju. Oni jesu originalno iz Louisiane i imaju taj južnički autentični zvuk, ali u stvari basista i bubnjar su odatle. Evo, basista čak razume srpski klima. He understands Serbian, the bass player.
He looks like he does. He just nods. He's quiet. You look like you know a lot when you're quiet.
When you're quiet?
Yeah.
Dobro.
Bravo. I irskog slide gitarista, upravo ono koga ćete i čuti tokom ove emisije zajedno sa Didžom. Njih dvojica su otvirali ovaj divni akustični set. On kaže, Didž kaže da Irska mu nekako izgleda... What did you say? Ireland is like... what's it?
Ireland? What?
Ireland in Europe.
He's from Galway.
From Galway.
Galway, Ireland.
Yeah.
Coastal.
He's Galway, da, you know.
He's a beach boy.
Beach boy. Everybody.
Lake boy.
Da, jedan zanimljiv slaj gitarista koji vodi potpuno zdrav život. Već smo dobili lekciju njega. He lives actually healthy life. Slaj gitarist. You're slaj gitarist.
He's healthy.
He lives, I don't know.
Yeah, he's vegetarian. He does not like cigarettes and smoke. He's not very rock and roll. But he will live longer than all of us.
Yes, it happens to be. But now rock and roll is this. It is it.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe it's
not
being
cigarettes, not drink, not everything.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a real rock.
Everybody's. That's part of the problem.
Okay.
Too many good boys.
In rock and roll.
I got it out of my system and my teens.
Yeah. Da, da li je problem?
I smoked and drank enough then.
You did.
Dakle, vodio je on svoj rock and roll život. Onako, please introduce yourself.
Tom Portman.
Thank you, nice to meet you. Da, Tom slaj gitarista, vodio je tu vrstu života, međutim, nove generacije su dovele i nove način komunikacije. Kaže Didž da to baš za rock and roll i nije dobro, možda je zato i propao, naravno šali se i... Oni su svi upoznali putem interneta, nova tehnologija je donala. I nova poznanstva. I explain about the internet and about his... way of life.
It is
actually rock and roll. New age.
Yeah, you're right. It is new. It's very healthy.
I think, you know, maybe people saw the pitfalls and some, you know...
Correct. The cliched rock and roll lifestyle is passé. It's gone...
You know, and it was pretty fun and, you know, but then there's so many casualties as well. And
right. And I didn't mean to pick on you. It's more like rock and roll needs to have an edge.
Yeah.
You know, it's a dirty kind of raw edge. Maybe you can be vegetarian and edgy too, because it's a consciousness.
We are not good.
Edgetarian.
Prihvata šalu, ovo je jedan deo vrlo neformalnog razgovora gde se vidi koliko su dobro raspoloženi u stvari i imaju dobru komunikaciju među sobom. So I explain to our audience, your communication is wonderful, you're very friendly and very calm.
Start together. 1, 2, 3, 4. Old angel midnight, lead the way to the dawn. Tell me why
Tell us more about yourself.
Oh, that's a good question. I guess I was born and raised in Louisiana, which is very south. Some people don't know where it is. If you know Mississippi and Texas, we are in between.
We know that.
Yeah, okay.
I'm about Louisiana, very Mississippi.
Cross-polycultural. You have the African, the Spanish, the French, and many different types of cultures that have lived there for a long time. So we are a big Creole mix. I grew up in a small town and kind of an outsider. But I love music. I love being creative. And creativity and art is kind of like my religion. And that's the way I make sense of the world. And I try to do it with other people who are of similar mindset. So,
thank
and
you.
These are the dudes.
Yeah, thank you so much. I will just translate. Deci dolazi iz Luzijane, živeći u jednoj maloj sredini, multikulturalnoj sredini gde razni narodi su odrastali. On je shvatio da je kreativnost u stvari njegova religija i način komunikacije sa ljudima. U stvari njihova svetska slava je počela time što je Tarantino upravo ih slušao na radiju kolima vozeći se i čuši taj fantastičan zvuk koji Ditch i Band Brotherhood imaju, rešio da ih angažuje za film. So I explain our audience about your relationship with Tarantino. Please, you can do it better.
Okay. I was doing what I'm doing now, playing music, recording it by myself, and writing songs for a long time. And Quentin Tarantino heard one of my songs in his car through an internet radio station while he's driving. He heard the song Too Old to Die Young and was like, what the hell is this? And became very interested in the song and my music and went home and figured out who it was and then got in contact with me. And they decided to use the song in one of his movies, Django Unchained, and which is an honor. I mean, I'm not on a big record label or anything, so it's cool that they picked me to be on the label with James Brown, Tupac Shakur, Ennio Morricone, famous people, you know, and then you have little brother Deej in there. But it's so cool to be included in that elevated company of people, you know.
Does it happen to be good for you in your career?
It did not hurt.
It did not hurt.
It did not make it worse.
Of course.
Yeah, it's been great. It hasn't been a drastic change, but it has definitely been given me new opportunities for experience, like to come here to Serbia, you know, for one, and Europe.
Thank you. Kada Dič poveže da je upravo to iskustvo sa Tarantinom gde se on našao i na kompilacijama i u filmovima, na kompilacijama na kojima je i James Brown ili ne znam Tupac Shakur, nije mu donelo nešto mnogo osim finansijski, ali mu je donelo veliko bogatstvo, između ostalog da dođe u Srbiju, onda to nama zvuči zanimljivo i slatko. Hajde da upoznamo članove njegovog benda, da upoznamo Brotherhood. Please introduce yourself now for real. This is your microphone.
Okay.
All of you. Drummer.
I'm the drummer, Greg Gervasis, playing the Brotherhood.
I'm Kent Beatty, the bass player with the Brotherhood.
And we know you, Pete. Are you Greek?
No.
Portuguese.
Portuguese. Da.
Portuguese know. Drummer. He's got the rhythm.
Da. It is interesting.
Yeah?
Da. Poreklo iz Portugalije, bubnjerovo stvarno se pretvara u jednu multinacionalnu sredinu. U stvari, valjda je cijel svijet. The whole world is multicultural. I don't know. It is no...
Everything. Good to mix it up. You know? It's good to isolate it and mix it up and do everything in between. Interesting things like happen that. Everywhere, like reggae music, you know.
Yeah,
it was created in Jamaica, this little island where just they were sitting around isolated and they created this incredible music, you know. Louisiana's kind of like that too. It's its own little swamp island.
So
I guess we would
there.
Be the swamp billies.
Okay.
We got so used playing it with the band, like, yeah, which is a good thing. You got it? This is called How to Kill a Horse. What is the music you grew up? Rock and roll, heavy metal and punk rock.
Dakle, rock and roll, heavy metal i punk rock je ono na čemu je Didž odrastao u Luizijani. E pa dobro, to je kao da... Just like you in Serbia. Kao
yeah.
Da je bio Serbia. Yeah. You can do it. You could do it here and grow up here.
Yeah.
Really?
Everything's connected.
Yeah.
You know? On a quantum metaphysical level.
Maybe not, but... Maybe not like that, but with the music, with the rock and roll.
Maybe not.
Drummer boy,
uh-huh.
When did you meet this guy? Tell more when about Brotherhood now.
Sure.
Talk us about Brotherhood.
Well, I met him.
Bass player can do it too.
I've been knowing Deej for, I don't know, a long time. In and out of, we've hung out with the same group of friends. I was playing music with a fellow that was playing with him at the time, and I got introduced, and we started playing. We just connected, and we've been playing together for 2 years, and we kind of vibe and have a good energy together, play really well, and I've been touring with him for over 2 years now, so...
Prvo smo pričali sa bubnjarem, 2 godine već su na turneji zajedno, poznaju se jako dugo, bili su u istom društvu, slušali su istu muziku i na kraju su rešili da sviraju zajedno na divna, jednostavna rock'n'roll priča. E, imamo sada bas gitaristu koji uvijek bude ključan. So, dear bass player, tell us more about your connection with DJ, music and everything.
I'm kind of new to Lafayette, the city that we all live in.
Yeah.
And
what is the city, actually?
The city Lafayette?
Lafayette, sorry.
Lafayette, yeah.
Did you see it? No.
Yeah, it's the Cajun part of Louisiana, the Cajun French part.
Ah, nice.
So I'm from Baton Rouge, which is 1 hour east of there. I moved to Lafayette when I was touring with a different band. We played at a place called Blue Moon Saloon, which is like a local favorite venue. And I met a drummer who invited me to jam with Deej one day, and this was like 5 years ago. And then we kind of just remained friends, and one day he called me to come play. So,
nice.
Now it's more than friends.
Whoa.
Ooh. Whoa.
Hold up now, buddy. Hold up, baby. Hold up.
I always manage to say something just...
Stop.
A little...
Nice. It was nice.
Maybe I
emotional.
No, it's fine. It's all right.
Exactly.
You know, you can share... You might not want to share it normally with the rest of us, but live on radio to the whole country?
No.
You're patting yourself, man. You love me too much.
To make somebody laugh.
No, this is love. It isn't...
But yeah,
it's okay.
It's been a great time. New experience for me too. I've been to Europe before, but never this far east.
Da, svima je veliko iskustvo, pošto mi slušalci i potpuno novo iskustvo što su došli čak do Srbije. Ali kada prođe ovi koncerti, pretpostavljam da će otići odavde kao iz zemlje gde su stvari, mogu da znaju sve ljudi. Prosto tako to izgleda. Ne razumiju ništa što im kažemo, ali nema ni veze, lepo se smeju. And you're internet guy. You have internet love.
Yeah, through a friend of mine who, a guy called Jason, who used to live in Ireland, and he, we were friends and occasionally jammed together, and then he moved back to Canada, and he was doing some website stuff, and he was doing some, making a website for me, and then, you know, and then... he said, oh, check this guy out from Louisiana, you might like each other, and you know, and we got in contact, and then Deej was coming to Europe to play a tour with, I think you were on the Germany, was it?
It was a solo tour I did in Europe, yeah. In 2013.
And so I booked us a week of dates in Ireland, and he came and played with me, and then last year Deej rang me up panicked, just like, oh, somebody can't come over, can you possibly be on hold in case they can't make it? And then, so I came and played with you. And that's the fifth tour I've done in the last 2 years now.
Pet turneja za 2 godine. Pit je upoznao Deeja preko zajedničkog prijatelja gde su oni komunicirali putem interneta. I kada je došlo, i tako svi družili, kada je došao trenutak da se... da je Deeju trebao hitno slide gitarista, on ga je zvao, čini mi se plačućim glasom, kako bi rekao Pit, i oni su već 5 turneja odradili za 2 godine. Se u svemu, svi su zajedno tu oko 2 godine u ovoj postavi kada je Brotherhood u pitanju. I želimo da ga pitamo da li zna da li da mi Irci i Srbi imaju iste korene. Do you know that Serbians and Irish people are the same? Do you know anything about Celtic history and culture? No.
This is what Alex told me as well. He said,
okay.
Oh, you're from Ireland. Wow.
We are also. Dakle, imaće vremena, nekoliko dana će boraviti u Srbiji da tačno proceni o čemu se radi. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
We have a lot of your time tonight, so.
We're glad to be here in Belgrade, and it's just beautiful, and we like to meet people, so come out and see us, and thank you so much.
Thank you. Pozivam vas, poštovani slušalci, da se u sredu nađemo u Elektropioniru na neverovatnom koncertu kao i u četvrtak u Novom Sadu, a večeras u Kladovu bio je to sastav The Brotherhood i na čelu sastava Brotherhood je Brother Ditch.
You got me begging in the street. I don't know. You
što ste bili sa nama. Ostanite uz Radio Beograd 1. Na našim talasima slede vesti u 19 časova, a vas pozdravljaju Predrag Urošević i Katarina Epštin.
Yeah.